It is time for us to check sports, and I know I had a lot of my friends yesterday after I posted about they were two great games that, well, they don't care. They were, you know what? It's not every Sunday that the championship Sunday games turn into two terrific games. And that's what happened yesterday. There were two terrific, close games. And in each game, it came down to a last second or last minute play. You can't ask for any more than that. The Super Bowl is coming up less than 2 weeks away. Of course, Kansas City fell to Cincinnati. Who dat? And the Los Angeles Rams defeated the San Francisco 49ers. And where does the Super Bowl take place? At the home of the Rams, SoFi Stadium. Rams playing the Bengals for the title. The game itself will be on February 13th, 6:30 kickoff, they say. And it is more like it'll be like 6:35, 6:40. It's never really, it's never been the type of event that starts exactly on time. But really, when you look at both games, pretty amazing. The other big story of the weekend was the retirement, maybe not, of Tom Brady. We'll see how that goes. Tony Romo, let them score comment, was panned on social media the minute he made it. People started tweeting and messaging him. And I love what Patrick Mahomes said after the AFC title game loss, talking about Tom Brady. Quote, his career is one of a kind, end quote. And how about Odell Beckham Jr.? I know Giant fans are upset, don't like Odell, didn't like his attitude. And well, he's in the Super Bowl, folks. He is in the Super Bowl. So congratulations to Odell. A lot of Giants, as a matter of fact, will be playing in the Super Bowl. And how about Joe Burrows? Amazing. Amazing. Simply amazing what he's accomplished this year as a leader of that team. Basically, a rookie leader of that team. Pretty amazing. That's all I can say. So it was a good weekend of football. Exciting games. You can't ask for more than that on a championship Sunday. Close games, well-played games, and we'll see who wins the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Not that far off. All right, let us take a look at some other sports that happened yesterday. We will start off with the NBA. Scores from yesterday. If I can get there. Yesterday, there we go. See if any of the teams locally played. I don't see it. No local teams played yesterday. Today in the NBA, the Knicks will take on the Kings. The Celtics will take on the Heat tomorrow. The Nets will take on the Suns. Standing-wise, the Knicks are 23-27. They've lost three games in a row. Oof. Oof. That hurts, no doubt about it. Let's go to the National Hockey League yesterday. The Islanders lost to the Wild 4-3. The Bruins fell to the Stars 6-1. The Rangers over the Kraken yesterday by a score of 3-2. Today, the Devils take on the Maple Leafs. Tomorrow, the Rangers take on the Panthers. And also tomorrow, the Bruins take on the Kraken. The standings for there, the Bruins are in fourth place in the Atlantic Division. They have 53 points. The Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are in second place. They have 62 points. And that is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio on The Breakfast Club.